Representative Moore has held the Milwaukee House seat for 5 years. She says one of her top accomplishments of the current congressional term is her vote for the large health care package.
I know that it will be historic in its implementation, just like Social Security and Medicare.
Looking ahead, Moore says she wants to improve job creation by making changes in the Workforce Reinvestment Act. She says she's likely to oppose extending the Bush-era tax cuts because she's worried about expanding the federal debt. Republican challenger Dan Sebring is a small business owner who says Moore is wrong to oppose extending the federal tax cuts.
I believe if you tax the job creators too much, they'll just fold up their tents and they'll leave the country.
Sebring also says Moore should not have voted for the health care law and says the entire 4th Congressional District should be declared a federal enterprise zone to provide incentives to businesses. Independent candidate Ahmad Ayash says neither major political party is serving the people.
People want someone in Congress who will represent their concerns and will be their voice in Washington, D.C., an outspoken voice for their interests and their needs.
Ayash manages a gas station and says stronger educational programs are needed. He also says health care reform did not go far enough, and the Bush tax cuts should be replaced by tax breaks for low-income people. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.